It's time for Rhema for Today.
He passed by one time and there's a blind beggar by the wayside. He called out to have mercy on me. Jesus stopped and asked him, said, "What would you have that I do to you?" He said, "That I may receive my sight." And if you'll read it in Luke's gospel, you'll find that he recorded that Jesus mentioned this blind man's faith. You see, he called out to him because he believed. He never would have called to him if he hadn't believed he'd do something. And he received his healing for his eyes. But after all, I don't think it would hardly be fair, and the Bible said that God is just and that he's no respecter of person, for two blind men to follow him all the way from Jairus' house, because that's what happened.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, Healing Classics, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
W. Vine's Expository Dictionary New Testament Word said he laid his hands on a few folks with minor ailments. That's all that got healed under his ministry in Nazareth. Now why? Well, it tells you why. Mark chapter 6, verse 6 says, "And he marveled at their unbelief." Their unbelief hindered him. Now folks say to me, they want to challenge you sometime. Now, if you pray for the sick, I've had ministers to say to me of other denominations, if you minister to the sick and pray for the sick like Jesus did, why don't you heal everybody like he did and like the apostles did? I said, he didn't, Jesus didn't, and they didn't. Amen. And I'll tell you, they almost swallowed down Adam's apple. If they'd had false teeth, they'd have swallowed them. I said, I can prove that to you by the New Testament. They had their Bible in their hand, these ministers did. I said, just open it to Mark 6, 5 and read it. And they opened and read it, and I've had minister after minister and said, "I didn't know that was in there. I didn't know that was in there." I said, "If you keep coming to my meetings, I'll tell you not that you didn't know was in there." Amen. "I didn't know that was in there," they said. See, because that knocked all, that just toppled over all of their theories. But it's in there, isn't it? Well, they said to me, then I've got some sick folk in my crowd. You come lay hands on them get healed. And if they get healed, then I believe in it. I said, Jesus wouldn't accept that challenge. In fact, he couldn't get anybody healed in your church anyhow, because you're too full of unbelief. If he couldn't do it at Nazareth, then he can't do it now. Amen. Now, I'll tell you what I will do. If you'll teach them the Word of God and come let me teach them the Word of God, I'll get them healed. That is, some of them that'll believe. Now, I want to point out something to you. See, Jesus said to these two blind men who came to him, calling out for help, "According to your faith be it unto you." Now, did you ever read anywhere in the four Gospels where Jesus ever said, "Now, I know you don't have faith, but I'm going to heal you anyhow"? No, you never did. You never did. But you'll find again and again that he commended the faith of the individual. Amen. He passed by one time and there's a blind beggar by the wayside. He called out to have mercy on me. Jesus stopped and asked him, said, "What would you have that I do to you?" He said, "That I may receive my sight." And if you'll read it in Luke's gospel, you'll find that he recorded that Jesus mentioned this blind man's faith. You see, he called out to him because he believed. He never would have called to him if he hadn't believed he'd do something. And he received his healing for his eyes. But after all, I don't think it would hardly be fair, and the Bible said that God is just and that he's no respecter of person, for two blind men to follow him all the way from Jairus' house, because that's what happened. These two blind men in the ninth chapter of Matthew were following him from Jairus' house, crying, "Now, son of David, have mercy on us." Jesus seemed to pay no attention to him. When he came to the house where he was going, well, they went into the house where he was. And then it is that Jesus said to them, "Believe ye that I'm able to do this?" And they said, "Yea, Lord." And then it is that he said, "According to your faith be it unto you." Well, then if he went right down the road and ministered to some other blind man and didn't tell him, "Now it's according to your faith," then it seemed to me that that'd be very unfair, wouldn't it? No, my brother, sister, these statements prove the fact that the healings of Jesus were spiritual. And as I said, he demanded faith, and faith is born of the Spirit. And like I said, I've noticed that in our old meetings. People being healed, and I've gotten people healed
Now, not all people healed. And Jesus didn't get all people healed. It said all manner of sickness, all manner of diseases. I've gotten people healed of all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Cancer, tuberculosis, any disease you mentioned, I've had them healed under my ministry. No, I didn't heal them, but we've gotten them healed. Just like I've gotten folks saved, but I didn't save them. But I preached the gospel to them, praise God, and they believed and responded unto the word. Now, all kinds of incurable diseases. I've had polio victims who were crippled and not walked a step. They began to walk instantly. Oh, no, not all of them. Don't misunderstand me. Not all of them. But I tell you, I rejoice in those that did get healed. I mean, I preached to congregations and never got anybody saved. But one or two, but I didn't go back away grapping about those didn't get saved. I prayed for them that they would, but I rejoiced because of those who did get saved. Man has a part to play on this, and the man that thinks that he doesn't have any part to play is stupid and spiritually ignorant, of course, of the Word of God. Now, I found out this, that they are healed invariably by the Word of God. Now, you know the 107th Psalm, the 20th verse says, He sent His Word and healed them. He sent His Word and healed them. Well, of course, Jesus is the living Word. And He sent that Word and healed us, for He took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. And it is us believing that Word and accepting that Word that brings to us that which He has brought for us or provided for us. The Word is the healer today. Because, you see, man gets his healing by acting upon the Word. You see, laying on of hands is acting upon the Word. Anointing with oil is acting upon the Word. There are a number of ways to act upon the Word, you see. The Word is the healer today, praise God. Because man gets his healing by acting upon the Word. And that action is called faith. We act because we believe. The action, having finished, is called faith, praise God. And so, we have found in our lesson, previous seminar, that healing belongs to us because we taught a number of lessons on that subject, that healing belongs to us. God heals us through His spirits. Now, it begins, this healing doesn't start on the outside. We make a mistake of looking on the outside. It doesn't start out here. This healing starts on the inside in our spirits and works to the outside. I tell you what, I found out something else in dealing with people to be filled with the Spirit. The Lord taught me this. I was holding meetings all the time myself, didn't talk to anybody else, didn't see anybody else minister that's ministering like I was, or hear anybody else minister. But the Lord said to me, way back yonder years ago, almost 20 years ago, he said to me, after 1950, he said to me, he said, now, in ministering to people to be filled with the Spirit, see, don't try to get any physical action from them. Now, once in a while, it'll help people to do something on the outside. It'll release their faith and action will. But don't try to get any physical action from them. Don't try to get any mental action from them. Get them to act from their spirits and receive the Holy Spirit into their spirits. And then this will start on the inside and come up. And the utterance, in fact, will start on the inside and sort of well up on the inside of you. We used to sing a song, Pentecostal Circles. It's bubbling. It's bubbling. Because it just bubbles up inside here. Isn't that true? We had experienced it, and somebody wrote the little chorus, you know, from their experience. And they were correct in it. Well, now, I noticed in dealing with some people then who had been seeking the baptism of the Holy Ghost for many, many years. They'd come to the altar. They'd cry out to God at the top of their voice and praise the Lord and lift their hands and go through all kinds of gymnastics almost and been doing it for years and go away. Now to get them out of that rut, I'd just get them off of the knees and have them to sit down. And if you could show them, you see the scripture on it, well, you could get them out of this place where they had gotten into. I'd say to them, now it's all right to receive the Holy Ghost sitting down. They receive the Holy Ghost sitting on the day of Pentecost. I'd have them to open their own Bibles. You see, you got to get faith into them. And so they didn't know what I was doing, but unconsciously, that is, as far as they were concerned, you see, I was getting faith into them. I said, now open your Bible, let's read that. I happened to read Acts 2, 1 through 4. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were in one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven like a rushing mighty wind and filled all the house where they were sitting. The 120 on the day of Pentecost, all 120 of them were baptized with the Holy Ghost sitting, weren't they? I said, now if they were sitting, well, we can get filled with the Holy Ghost sitting. You see, people get in such a habit. I don't mean that it's not right to kneel, and I don't mean it's not right to seek God, but I mean we get in such a habit sometimes until to working from the outward that we pay no attention to the inward.
Amen.
And many times on some of them, I'd say to them, do not lift your hands at all. Don't lift your hands at all. Just keep your hands folded in your lap. Now, there are others that I might be led. I do occasionally have someone lift a hand because sometimes it becomes an act of faith on the part of some to help them.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Lynette Hagin's book titled Talk to Me. Next is Pastor Kenneth Hagin's 4-CD set entitled The Master Restorer. We're also offering the CD from Craig Hagin called Put on the Whole Armor of God. Last but not least is Denise Hagin Burns' CD entitled Worship in Spirit and in Truth. All these items are for the special price of only $40. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org, rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Winter Bible Seminar.
Yes, and Worldwide Homecoming.
Yes, February 16th through the 21st, that's Sunday night through a Friday.
Yes.
And then the Sunday night service starts at 6 p.m.
That's right.
But then Monday through Friday, we have an 8:30 session, a 9:30 session, a 10:30 a.m. session.
Yes.
And a 7 p.m.
That's
session.
That's right. Getting filled with the Word of God.
Yes, sir.
And
yes, sir.
Also, then we have also some other special sessions,
yes.
Leadership sessions on children's ministry, youth ministry, and worship leaders ministry.
Yeah, in fact, if you're a pastor,
yes,
you might want to send your children's minister, your youth minister, or your worship leader, are your people that are involved in worship songs and
yes,
stuff. Or you might just want to come yourself and bring them with you.
I think there's 9 hours of training.
I think there'll be, yeah, about 9 hours of training,
yes,
in each one of those sessions. And so, and also at night,
we have children's services.
Children's services.
Yes, nightly.
And so it's a family deal, so come on out. It's going to be great. They're coming from all of the schools, Rhema,
yes,
Bible schools all over the world. We got,
yes,
300 and some odd of them now. And it's going to be great. You want to know more about it? Just go to rhema.org,
yes,
/WBS.
That's right. For all the details.
You're going to find out all about it.
Monday on Rhema for Today, we'll continue Kenneth E. Hagin's life-changing teaching. That's next time on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.